So it's 6 o'clock, Tuesday, February 14th, and I'll call the meeting to order. The purpose of this meeting is to discuss the industrial park lot that is under a lease to own agreement and refer to the City of Fossil attorney's recommendation. And I'm going to give that to somebody else to talk about because I don't know that much about it.
Well, we've had a lease-to-own contract with Kendall Derby. And he was to pay $600 quarterly, and I believe it was for like, it was right around 10 years. You can see that he made payments for quite a while, and then he come in and he made some extra payments, but then we've missed the second half of 2021, 22, and now 23. So that's how far behind, you know. So let's see. Total amount owed is $22,120. And then we, at the request of Carol, or Mayor McGinnis, we referred this matter to our attorney so he could review the lease-to-own contract that was written up and the payment schedule, and he replied with a letter. The reason I was not going to come is because Kendall Derby and I have our own history, and so I was going to try to stay out of this. But, to be honest with you, you have an attorney, you have a contract, the one party's in violation of the contract, the attorney recommends this. I think the meeting tonight is decide, do we follow our attorney's direction, or what do you want to do here?
And we've made efforts to try and reconcile this with Kendall.
Well, we've sent him letters. He has either not picked them up or not returned anything to us.
And I believe Carol tried contacting him directly as well as myself. I've sent him messages. And I got the invoice to him by running into his wife, Amy Derby. And I made note of when I gave that to her, which was December 27th, and we have a file with Kendall Derby and those notes in it.
And Leah?
Yes.
He also did not pick up our certified letter that we attempted to mail him.
He did not?
Yep, he did not.
He did not.
Okay.
And so they returned it back to you.
The post office actually sent it back to us because it sat there so long, because he would not get it. Yeah. Thank you, Carol, for bringing that up.
And also the attorney's recommendation. Next time we send a certified letter, also mail a non-certified letter so it just goes straight into his P.O. box. So do both.
I see.
What are our options? Are take the lot back?
I think it's time to take legal action. I mean, we have tried. We've gone above and beyond. And, you know, this is something that I think the previous council regrets doing. We financed that lot, and we never should have. And this is exactly the reason why. It's money owed to the city, and he's not paying. I think we need to take action. We've tried.
Yeah.
And by taking action, we take the lot back, and what?
Well, it'd probably be the attorney foreclosing on.
Yeah. Well, here in the second paragraph, since the lessee is 3,000 in errors, my suggestion is that you have myself, Jared Reed, write a letter to Mr. Derby that the lease will be terminated as per the first paragraph. Either party may terminate this lease without cause at any time upon 30 days written notice. Get that going. Mm-hmm. So the lease will be terminated in 30 days unless the account is brought current. That gives them another opportunity to bring up or resolve this issue. If he does not bring the account up current, then we start the process of terminating the contract and taking the lot back over. And then he also made the third final was the city should sue for damages. That'll be up to you all, whether you choose to do that.
It says here at the bottom, frankly, given this is public property, there really isn't any other position the city should take.
By suing for damages, what exactly would our damages be?
Probably the legal fees of charity.
The legal fees, okay.
And the attorney.
Because I don't think there's a whole lot on the lot, is there?
There should not be. We have it free and clear. It's all in our name. It's not being taxed. We have to carry liability insurance on it while he's making payments. So, honestly, he's made, in my opinion, he's already made several payments. If we just take the payments that he's made and not return them, we can consider that damages. And because we already had to pay the real estate agent like $2,700 when we signed this agreement, for the sale, because we had had a real estate agent for the industrial park, or we were in the process of getting a real estate agent to sell those lots. And then Mr. Derby had started this conversation about this. It's still up to the council, but he has paid us quite a bit of money. I don't think that we should give that money back unless we want to take out what's costed us over the years. The real estate.
I think that would be up to the attorney's recommendation on whether or not any funds are returned. That's kind of what a lease to buy is. If you don't buy it, the money that you paid into it is forfeited.
It would be like
renting. But again, I think we should have the attorney call the shots.
Sure. Yep. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
That would be my personal
feelings
on the matter as well.
It sounds like this guy, he's got to expect something like this. I mean, how often do you get away with not paying your bills?
Right, yeah. So then the recommendation, I guess someone would need to make a motion for that, is that we turn this over to the attorney? Can we
do a motion at a special meeting, or does it have to be at the city council meeting?
Oh, I think that you're right.
No, because it's not executive session. This is technically open to the public, I believe.
It is open to the public.
I think you can make a motion and vote on it in a special meeting.
Okay, I thought so, because I couldn't remember if it was executive session.
Since it's a special meeting, do we need to make a motion and take action, or do we need to wait till city council to do this?
You can do either or.
Okay.
We have taken action in previous special meetings, but I don't know if you guys want to do this in city council.
I just assume do it here.
I would just assume get it started.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll make a motion.
I would second that motion.
Turn this matter over to the attorney and seek his advice and follow through on
the recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. And said he seconds?
Yeah.
So the motion's been made and seconded to turn the lease-to-own
agreement
between Kendall Derby and the city over to the attorney
to follow the recommendation outlined in the letter.
Any other discussion about that?
It is tax season coming up, so he does have a pretty good opportunity to pay forward and, you know, get everything in the clear at this time. So
he has 30 days. Yeah.
Yes.
Once he's delivered that written agreement.
Yeah.
So all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so the motion's been made, seconded, and passed. That we will turn it over to the attorney.
And we'll just have to mention this in the regular meeting tonight, what was decided at the special meeting.
Okay, so, yes.
That'll need to get added to the agenda.
It's on the agenda, and we'll just say.
It's under old business.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anything else in this special meeting?
That's all that's on this agenda, so I'm assuming that would be it.
Yep.
So we'll adjourn.
On this agenda, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. I'll bring it up at the.
Perfect.
So meeting's adjourned, and we'll head over to the Jeannie Birch building.
Perfect. Thank you, Carol.
Yep.
And thank you, Mel.
So just a question, because Jackie did come in to go to this meeting. Special meetings are not open to the public?
No, I yes. said it was.
Oh, you told her it was open to yep. the public? Okay.
She thought it was regular city council, and I said public's technically allowed to attend special meetings.
Uh-huh.
Any public's allowed to attend a meeting except for executive session.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And she thought it was city council. I said, you're welcome to stay if you'd like. And she goes, no, and then said that she'd try messaging you, and she thought she was late, so.
No, she didn't message me. What should mm-hmm. I have my phone on?
Awesome. Well, thank you.
I couldn't eat another.
It's Valentine's Day, chocolate and cake and cupcakes are going around like crazy.
So. I still got to finish my birthday cupcakes.
So we've got about 50 minutes until.
How much? Oh, an hour yet.
An hour yet.
I'll finish
yeah.
my top ramen
and
then head over.
A lot quicker than I thought. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought
all.
There were just.
Thank you, Bill.
More questions, but. Thanks, Bill. You helped
Thank
me.
Thank you. What can I do? All right. Well, I guess then.
See you all shortly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I can go home.
You check on your daughter.
Oh, Bill, before you leave,
check
let me give
daughter.
You your check. Oh, you guys didn't have to sign that one.
We didn't?
No, that was just for public if they attended.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, well, we can't do this.
Aggressively responsible.
Can right.
Can I go start the fire with it?
You see how the public's just beating down the door for a special meeting.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was thinking about one of these today. I was looking at that. It's an old globe.
Oh yeah.
I bet it's so inaccurate.
Oh, I'm sure.
Countries like Persia.
I miss signatures from the both of you guys. I miss too.
Is there anything else that you would like me to do?
Just sign those checks.
You got it.
What do you need? Just two signatures?
Oh, yep. And Chad's on it. He signed up this last
okay.
batch.
Okay.
I got a new pen. I want to use it.
Oh, okay.
And then if anybody ever wants to refer to that industrial lot, there's all the information. I've collected
okay.
it. And yeah.
Do you want to, I mean, you probably have all this stuff in there then. That's just extra.
Not yet, but I can add that. And this updated Excel sheet that I made today.
Okay.
Well, I made the updated version for this.
Rat.
All right.
I was thinking of this because I'm wondering, what did you guys see the jets flying today?
I heard them.
Oh, four times. I had told everybody.
There must be a floating object in a
Well, that's what
skies.
I looked around for. I saw them going right over us and right over here, and they were there for half an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I started looking around for
You
a
were
balloon.
Here when I heard them, Terry.
I didn't hear them.
Cause
Did
I
you say something?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
I was like, this is the second one I've heard this morning.
Oh.
And then I heard the third one in the bank, and then I heard the fourth one.
That's weird.
I looked up and looked for a balloon.
Yeah.
Oh, is this still recording?
All right.